Dustin Fox here with Derek Carr, quarterback, Fresno State. Derek, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well. Obviously, exciting time for you. Exciting time for everybody here. What's the experience been like so far?
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% right. What an opportunity to be here and to be around all these scouts, GMs, coaches, owners. I mean, this is an amazing event, and I don't regret coming here at all.
Overwhelmed at all a little bit? I mean, I played the East-West game. I didn't play in the Senior Bowl. This is the big time event here. All these scouts, all the coaches here. Are you a little overwhelmed, or how's the process been?
Yeah, it's been just fine. I watched my oldest brother go through it. I watched him go through a lot of things, and so I learned from him, and I just kind of stayed to myself. I'm gonna be myself. So you can't talk to all 1,000 people at once, so you don't have to worry about that. You just have to take it each time, one by one, and do your best.
What is the biggest thing you learned from your brother? Obviously, he was number one pick overall, Houston Texans, played a long time in the league. Probably didn't have the career he'd like, but I'm sure you can learn a lot from him being the NFL quarterback that he was.
Absolutely. The guy is going on his 13th year. He's doing something right. The guy, he works his tail off. I train with him, so I see it firsthand. And the guy's in phenomenal shape. And for how old he is, he looks like he's 28. He's awesome. But the number one thing he's ever taught me is I'm going to be praised and I'm going to be criticized. Ignore both and just continue to work hard.
All right, Cleveland Browns are on the clock. They need a quarterback. If the Cleveland Browns call your name, what would you think?
Absolutely. I can't wait. What a talented young team that they have. I do my homework on everybody, too. I know who they got. I know who they got out wide, especially. I know who they have on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to do great things. I'd be honored and blessed to represent Cleveland and the state of Ohio.
What would you bring to the Cleveland Browns? I think the biggest thing I look for as an ex-player who's looking at a guy, I want the Browns to have a leader. Are you that guy?
Oh, absolutely. If they need me to be, if they want me, then absolutely. I'm going to come in and I'm going to lead by example. And when it's time to say something, then you say something. But, besides that, just making sure that everybody's on the right track, doing the little things right. And, as long as you get a team playing for each other, loving each other, you'll be successful.
All right, toughest question you've had to answer so far here today.
They said, is there anything, like, if you didn't play in the spread, can you play in our offense? Yeah. And, at that, I was like, you don't want to just be like, yes, I can play, so you have to answer it all right.
So do you answer it honestly? Do you say, I can do it, I can do whatever whatever you need? Am I like, I'll be an under the center type of quarterback if I have to be?
Absolutely. The hardest part about that question was, he said, now could you just throw the ball 10 times a game and be happy? Because I'm so used to throwing it 60 times.
So what do you say to that?
I said, to me, honestly, I just want to win. So it doesn't matter. This game is all about winning, especially at our position, at quarterback position. They just want to see how much games you win.